Join your host, Alistair Rayner, as he shares information on the latest research on livestock production, tips on how to boost your profitability, advice on how to secure the health of your herd, interviews with industry leaders, and moments of inspiration. Alistair will take you from the paddock to the research lab and give you ways to improve your operation. From moments on the farm, education, some delicious recipes, and a bit of fun, we hope you enjoy.
G'day, I'm Alistair Rayner. Welcome to my podcast, Rayner Reckons. Well, the spring bull selling season's well underway. And if you're like me, your mailbox has probably been overloaded with sale catalogues from bull producers from right across northwest New South Wales and even up into Queensland. You can't tell me it's not an exciting time. I love getting out and looking at the bulls that are on offer. I've got a slight advantage. A lot of bull producers ask me to come out and look at the bulls a couple of months before the sales. And it's a terrific chance to see the bulls that are on offer and what people are looking to sell each year. Having said that, I reckon a lot of producers should be doing the same thing. I know most bull breeders are really keen to show off their bulls well before the sale. It's just a matter of you getting in touch with the breeders you're thinking about and arranging a visit to go out and look at what's on offer. Now the chances are you could be listening to this on your way to a sale. Or perhaps you're on the way home from a sale, possibly in the truck with a new bull or a few new bulls on the back. And I reckon you'll be thinking a few things. First thing you're probably thinking about is how much you paid and what you actually bought, wondering and second guessing yourself as to whether you made the right decisions. Well, don't worry about that. Everyone worries when they spent a lot of money on something. That's only natural. But I'm pretty certain you're also going to be thinking about what was happening at the sale, the averages that were paid, the top price bull, what he was, where he went, who bought him. Those things are all good to reflect on. But I think you should also be feeling pretty excited. After all, the bulls in the back of the truck are going to be making big contributions to your program in the next few years. And I think that that's going to be the big excitement that you should be thinking about. So I know you've got a lot to think about right now. But I'd like you to take a little bit of time and collect your thoughts and think about some more immediate practicalities. Right now, you've got a new bull on the back of the truck, possibly a few new bulls, or if you're driving home in the car, you'll be taking delivery of those bulls in the next day or so. So they'll be turning up pretty shortly. So right now, you need to be thinking about a couple of other things, particularly how are you going to look after these bulls when they arrive and how will you get them used to your new home. Like any animal or person moving to a new home, your new bulls are going to be really nervous and uncertain. Because of this, they're going to react a bit more differently to pressure and possibly be a bit stirry when they arrive. So it's best if you can unload them directly into your yards. If you can have some steers or some old cows in the yards, that'll give them a bit of company and helps them settle down. So don't forget, cattle are herd animals and they don't like being left on their own. So imagine how you'd feel if you were a new animal turning up and being left on your own in a strange place. It would really upset you. So a little bit of company is not going to hurt. If you can, make sure your bull's got access to the largest yard, especially if you've got more than one. If you bought bulls from two different properties, you definitely need to put them in separate yards. Otherwise, they're going to fight all night, and that's in nobody's interest. Give your new bulls access to fresh water and some hay. Make sure that they know where the trough is and that there's plenty of good quality water in that trough, and then leave them alone to settle down. Don't stir them up. Don't do anything else with them. Just leave them. Give them overnight to calm down and get used to what it sounds and feels like in their new home. Now the worst thing you could possibly do is to jump those bulls directly off the back of the truck into the paddock, even if it is a small paddock, because the first thing that bull is going to do is walk the fences, testing them out and trying to find a way to get home. I remember someone telling me once that they knew a producer who'd jumped three bulls off into a paddock and they disappeared, found them 3 weeks later about 12 kilometres away. It's the last thing you need to take that risk, particularly with an investment you've spent a lot of money on. After a night in the yards, think about what your next plans are to give your bull a chance to settle down. If you think you might need to make any health treatments for your animals, you should plan on doing that before you let them out of the yards. Most bulls that you purchase through the sales will have their treatments up to scratch. But if you've got any doubts about this, give the breeder a quick call, ask them what was done, and try and find out when it was done. If you can find out the dates, that will help you plan your boosters as you go along. The other thing to remember, if you are going to be doing those treatments, your new bull is still working out how the new place works and getting used to your way of doing things. So it's really going to mean slowing everything down a lot more. Give him the space and the opportunity to learn how your yards work, but also how you work in the yards. We've all got a different style. And if that sounds a bit silly, Think about the first time you went driving in Sydney. You probably managed all right, but the traffic was a bit fast or a bit too much for you. It's harder to cope with and you get stressed much more easily. Well, maybe that's me. But I know if you're learning about a new place, if you can do it a bit slower, it's going to be a lot easier to cope with and you're going to be less stressed or annoyed. And it's just the same for your new bulls. In a second, I'll take you down to the paddock and we'll talk about what you should think about as you get them out of the yards. As we walk down into the paddock and you move your bulls off out of the yards, have a think about where you're going to take them to. Put them into a paddock that's got good feed and water and good fences. Try not to make it too small so that your bulls can give themselves a bit of space from each other. They're going to try and sort out a pecking order and they're going to try and push each other around. So they need to be able to have a bit of space to get away from each other as that process happens. If you can put some steers out there, they'll help the bulls learn where the feed and the water is and start to learn the layout of the paddock. Definitely avoid putting your bulls in with the established bulls that you've already owned. They're all going to get beaten up that way and it's probably going to be a very disruptive process. And also, don't put them out into a big huge paddock because those bulls that are new to the place will get lost and they won't learn about the things that are important like feed and water and what to avoid. After a few weeks, go and check on your bulls and give the breeder a call and let them know how they're settling in. Most of the breeders really want to know how their bulls are going, how they've settled in and if there are any problems. And that feedback that you can give to the breeder is part of a relationship that you should be building anyway and it's a really important thing for both of you. I guess that's probably enough things to be thinking about for now. But as joining gets a bit closer, you're going to start thinking about putting some joining groups together. Don't forget, as I just said, it takes about a fortnight for bulls to sort out a pecking order. So if you're planning on putting groups of bulls together for specific joining purposes, try and do it about a fortnight or even maybe 3 weeks before they go out to the cows. That way they'll sort themselves out and you won't lose the first few weeks of joining by those bulls fighting each other and not actually joining with cows. Most people would do that, but if you don't have the space to actually be able to put bulls into joining groups beforehand and putting them straight out with cows, then you need to think about making sure your numbers are right. Don't put bulls out at more than 3% per cow number. So if you've got 100 cows, no more than 3 bulls. Make sure the paddocks are big enough so that they can get around and focus on joining cows and not chasing each other around the paddock to work out who the top bull is. Now if you're listening in on your way home from the sale or even on your way to the sale, think about what I've said and hopefully these are some good tips to help you manage your investment from the moment he turns up at your place. If you haven't bought a bull yet, don't forget these tips when it's your turn to bring your bull home. The last thing is, if you're a bit excited about your new bull, that's a really good thing. Your new bull will be making an impact on your herd for a long time to come, so it's good to be excited about that. If you have bought a cracker of a bull, one that you really want to show off, then I'd love to see a picture of him. Feel free to take a picture and send him to me at Rainer Ag on Facebook. I feature bulls of the week all the time and I'd love to see a bull that you're excited about and I'll help other people be excited about him as well. You can always contact me on Twitter at AlRainer302. You can like Rainer Ag on Facebook or you can contact me through my website www.rainerag.com.au. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time.